talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said our home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up January 29th through the 31st, at the brand new Gelliard Center in downtown Charleston. Also, the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island. It's Charleston's only open-air home show, which takes place every April at Family Circle Stadium on Daniel Island, and the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, which happens every August. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We are very grateful to Buck Lumber and Building Supply to invite us out to their place a couple weeks ago for a huge customer appreciation luncheon that they had, and they invited they do a lot of business with custom builders and architects and interior designers, and they invited all of their customers out for a really big luncheon and had an oyster roast, and it was a great time, and they also have a huge tabletop expo that they set up, and they get the manufacturer's reps from all of the different products that they sell at Buck Lumber to come out, and set up a tabletop display, and the builders go around and talk to them and get more information, and we're going to be talking to about a dozen or so of these vendors, and these are folks that are going to give you information about the products that Buck Lumber sells that ultimately end up in a custom home. And so this is one of my favorite shows of the year, because we really get into detail about some of the custom home products that Buck Lumber sells, and it ends up being a really, really informative show. So hope you enjoy the show, and happy Thanksgiving to you. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Buck Lumber and Building Supply on James Island. And Buck Lumber and Building Supply has transformed their parking lot right in front of the Buck Lumber Design Center into a tabletop expo, and they've got row after row of tables set up, manufacturers reps that represent some of the products that Buck Lumber sells are on here. They have tabletop displays set up. They're talking to builders that do business with Buck Lumber. Buck Lumber has got an oyster roast going on. They have a hot catered lunch that they're also providing their customers. And it's just an amazing event that they have every year. And now we're talking with Rob Crawford with Buck Lumber and Building Supply. How you doing, Rob?
Doing good, thank you.
Good. Rob, first of all, thank you so much for hosting today's radio show and inviting Charleston Home and Design Magazine to be out here. And talk about why Buck Lumber and Building Supply does this kind of customer appreciation event every year.
Well, I'm not quite sure of the history of when it started, but it started quite a while ago. And some years when times got tough, we weren't able to put it on. But when I got here 4 years ago, we decided to reinstate it, and we figured it's a way to, if anything, get all of our customers in at one point, one time, to really see what new products are coming out next year, take time to get education about products and best practices, and that was really the basis of it. And you know, on top of that, we wanted to show some appreciation for them and their loyalty and the partnership we have with them. So we decided to throw in the oyster roast, barbecue, and shrimp creole, and feed them.
You know what's amazing is when it comes to a homeowner that's building a house, because ultimately the products that Buck Lumber sells will end up in some of the finest homes in the Charleston area. But with the advent of the internet, homeowners that are building houses, they've become obsessed with their project. They're doing so much research. This might be their forever home, the home that they'll retire to, that they'll never leave. And so they're doing research. They want low maintenance products or no maintenance products, and so they're doing their homework, and they're oftentimes bringing information to the builders. And so it's particularly important that the builders stay up to date on the latest trends and new products that are coming out, because hey, the builder doesn't want to be caught flat-footed when a homeowner says, hey, tell me about this particular product, won't this save me money and maintenance costs over the long period?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, we feel like what we bring to the table for the builder and the homeowner is our expertise, our people. We train throughout the year. Vendors seek us out in most cases because they know that we're cemented in the community, and the type of homes that we're involved in typically are either vacation or final destination, larger homes, coastal homes, and these homeowners, these buyers are savvy, and they do their homework, and the internet provides a lot of information out there. So we feel like in order to be a good partner for our builders and architects alike and designers, we need to make sure that we equip them with the tools that they need to be successful, and that is knowledge for the most part.
Well, that term lunch and learn is used quite a bit, and this truly is a lunch and learn, because you're saying thank you to the custom builders and architects that are coming here today to you're saying thank you to those customers by providing a delicious lunch. And Buck Lumber, you folks always go all out. You've got that. I see people crowded around the table shucking oysters, and you've got an amazing hot buffet. It's really a first class event that you've got going on here.
Yeah, we appreciate that. We take the time to make sure that we set it up a few months in advance. Oysters were a big deal this year. A lot of oyster beds in Charleston were shut down. So we're fortunate we were out in front of this thing and able to secure some from down in Beaufort, and actually Todd Schofield of Sandlapper Events, who's doing the catering for us on the oysters and the shrimp creole, actually had somebody camped out down there in Beaufort last night to get them first thing this morning and rush up here. I think there's a lot of restaurants that are going to be angry hearing me say that we got oysters today when they got none. But
can't get any fresher than that, that's for sure.
That's right.
Well, anything else you want to add about your event?
You know, I think that about sums it up. I mean, what we're doing here today is something that we do on a regular daily basis for homeowners, buyers, architects, subcontractors, framers. We do it on a regular basis. We don't do it on this grand of a scale, but when we have the opportunity. You know, for us, this is really closing out our fiscal year. We do that in October, and November is kind of starting a fresh year for us. It's just a good time, good weather, good time for oysters, and we're kind of celebrating, wrapping up the year with our partners, both supply and on the building side, and looking forward to another great year.
And I think it's significant that the Tabletop Expo, with all of your manufacturers, reps, products, it's all going on right in front of the Buck Lumber Design Center, which is an amazing
amazing building, and I recommend all our listeners to take time to visit the Buck Lumber Design Center, because you folks spent a pretty penny to create a number of displays and vignettes inside the design center that really help homeowners envision what the products that will ultimately end up on their beautiful homes, what they'll look like before they purchase them.
Yeah, that's correct. We try to make sure that we present the product well in our showroom. We've got a vast display of an array of products from you name it, from siding to windows to interior finishes, hardware, flooring. We've got everything out there, and it's really just so, you know, people can make a good, solid decision. You know, we try to sell value, so we want people to make the best value pick for their home, not necessarily the most expensive or the least expensive, but what's going to perform well in their application and their home. And you know, if it were me, I wouldn't buy a car without test driving it. So that's what they get to do here. They get to operate, you know, the doors and the windows, and look at the finishes, and make a good sound decision, and at the end of the day really feel confident after coming here that they've made the right decision and not have to worry about that.
Sure. The best part is Buck Lumber is a local company. The Buck family has owned Buck Lumber for how many years?
40 years. This is our 40th.
40th year. Congratulations on that. So, you know, when you are building a house, when you're remodeling a house, it really does make a difference in where you, who you buy from. And, you know, there you could buy from a national lumber yard, or you can buy from a local lumber yard like Buck Lumber, not compromise at all on quality or value, and the dollars are staying local. So Rob Crawford, thanks so much for having us out here. And how can folks learn more about Buck Lumber and Building Supply?
Well, we just put a new website together last year, so probably the best way to learn more about us and get in contact with us is on our website. It's bucklumber.com, and we have our staff and our departments listed. We have products listed, and then if there's anything that you don't see on there's a way to contact us for more info.
Great. We've been talking to Rob Crawford with Buck Lumber and Building Supply. Thanks so much, Rob.
Thank you.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the Buck Lumber Customer Appreciation Event, and now we're talking with Ray Truxas with New Cedar Mills. How you doing, Ray?
Doing great.
Good. Ray, tell everyone what you have on display here at the New Cedar Mills tabletop.
We at New Cedar, we mill from a free foam cellular PVC sheet stock, a full family of exterior cladding, all which comes with a five-part coating process and oven bake process from Sherwin-Williams that fuses to the PVC substrate and has a 25-year transferable warranty on the finish and the substrate, so it's a truly maintenance-free product. We're featuring our R&R cedar shingles, which is most commonly used in the Charleston area, can be installed just like a cedar equivalent, and it's what we're most predominantly known for. We also have vertical siding profiles in shiplap, channel rustic, and board and batten that can be done in a smooth or a rough sawn texture and looks just like a cedar equivalent. And we also are featuring our clapboard display, which we offer in a 4, 6, and 8 inch exposure in a smooth or rough sawn texture. We are the only manufacturer in the marketplace that does pre-finished trim boards in PVC and available in 3 distinct textures and 21 different molding profiles, as well as sheet goods, bead board, and bead sheets.
Okay, good. So before New Cedar Mills came along with your siding products, people would be using wood siding on their house, and wood can rot, it can crack and splinter, it's prone to termites, so it requires a lot of maintenance. And whereas the New Cedar Mills siding products, these are very low maintenance products.
That's correct. I have houses oceanfront in the greater Charleston area that has been up since 2008 with no fade whatsoever. Oceanfront, out in Kiowa. So this is truly a maintenance-free product. And the cost of what you would pay for a natural cedar over a life cycle to maintain it every 5 to 3 years is astronomical versus this up front, where this probably is about a 10% upcharge from a double-coated Western Red Cedar up front.
All right, great. Well, how can folks learn more about New Cedar Mills?
They could go talk to Buck Lumber and talk to their local sales reps there at Buck Lumber, or be happy to reach out through the website at New Cedar Mills, or go to newcedar.com. There is plenty of testimonials, photographs, and lots of good information on our website as well.
Okay, great. We've been talking with Ray Truxas with New Cedar Mills. Thanks so much, Ray.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We're here at the Buck Lumber and Building Supply Customer Appreciation Day at Buck Lumber on James Island. And now we're talking with Daryl Mast with Midland Truss. How you doing, Daryl?
Very well, thank you.
Good. Daryl, tell everyone what Midland Truss, what you folks sell, and what is a truss?
We manufacture roof and floor trusses. A truss is a manufactured structure component. It eliminates the need to stick frame or conventional frame using dimensional lumber, achieving longer spans and the ability to calculate in that design where the loads are and place loads on it and see how it's going to react. On a piece of paper, we can show how it's going to react given those loads. So given a set of loads, given a set of criteria, we can design a component to react in a known manner.
So if you're a homeowner, that means you can have a huge great room without having columns kind of put in several different places that kind of break up the room.
That is correct. Yes, you're able to do free span. We typically like on a roof truss, we like to put our loads on the external walls only. On a roof truss, on a floor truss, often we'll need to use interior bearing points simply because the spans are a little less on floors. And if a house is greater than say 30 feet, you're going to need to pick up some interior bearing points.
And why do builders like working with Midland Truss?
Well, we have a great team of designers in a structural environment, components. It is about design and it's also about manufacturing. We take a significant amount of time to work with the builders and design the product that they want. So a lot of time is spent up front in design. Our floor trusses, the one thing that we do is do a K-web design. Our panels are half the size of the typical floor truss, which eliminates some of the vibration that's felt as you walk across the floor. It gives it a little bit more, a little solid, more solid floor system.
Right. Sometimes you can feel the floor kind of move underneath you. And if you're standing, if you're on the floor below, you can kind of hear people walking around, the thuds of the feet, right?
That is correct. And that won't be eliminated with a floor truss. That's, you're going to have to take care of the thuds and the noise from with other means. But the vibration that you feel walking across the floor system, the vibration occurs when it's slight bounce. And you want that bounce on your exterior wall. And we try to design a structure that has very minimal deflection, and in that deflection sometimes is in bounce. Try to remove that bounce or that vibration out of your floor system.
Good deal. Well, how can folks learn more about Midland Truss?
In the Charleston area, check with Buck Lumber. Their engineering, wood engineering department, and they will point you in the right direction.
All right, great. We've been talking with Daryl Mast with Midland Truss. Thanks, Daryl.
Thank you.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the Buck Lumber and Building Supply Customer Appreciation Luncheon. And now we're talking with Blaine Bates with Boral True Exterior Trim and Boral Versetta Stone. How you doing, Blaine?
Doing good, Tim. How are you?
Good. Blaine, you've got a really nice display here set up. You've got a trailer that is displaying several siding options, and it looks like some stone options for the exterior of your home. Tell a little bit about what Boral is talking to builders about and what you're displaying here today.
Thanks, Tim. We're here today basically talking about our True Exterior trim and siding products. It's the first product of its kind. It's a new class of trim and siding products. It's made out of polyurethane and fly ash. It's called a polyash blend of trim and siding. The features and benefits of the trim are that it cycles virtually no moisture, but it doesn't move thermally. So you get the water management capabilities of PVC, but without all the headaches associated with installing and maintaining due to heat-related movement. We've got five siding profiles out right now. The trim products come in 4/4, 5/4, and 2x, and 4, 6, 8, 10, and 12 inches. They're all 16 foot in length, and they are the easiest trim products to install and have a fully installed warranty as well. The only thing that we require is that you do not use the product structurally. You paint the product after it's installed, and that you nail the product every 24 inches.
Gotcha. So there's a lot of siding options for homeowners these days. What is it about the boral siding that sets it apart from others?
Again, with it being the only polyash category product out there.
What is polyash?
It's a blend of recycled coal ash. It's about 75% recycled coal ash, and the other part of the product that binds it all together is polyurethane. So there's nothing in the product that will absorb moisture, that will expand or contract due to moisture related issues. You can have direct roof contact, you can have direct ground contact. It's the only trim product out there that is approved for direct roof and ground contact, I shouldn't say it's the only one. PVC products are approved for that as well. Sorry, a little traffic there, sorry about that. PVC products are also approved for that, but they expand and contract when the heat. Hot or cold, they can expand and contract. They require special glues, special fasteners. We don't require any of that.
All right, good deal. Well, how can folks learn more about boral, True Exterior Trim and boral Versetastone?
You can go to our website. You can go to boral.com. And it will link you to the Boral True Exterior page and the Boral Versetastone page. Or you can go to www.boraltrueexterior.com or versetastone.com.
And the big thing here is this is all these are very low maintenance products on a house, so a homeowner won't have to worry as much as if they were using wood products.
Absolutely, wood moves, wood absorbs moisture. The number one thing that makes paint fail is the movement of the board. When our board doesn't move, paint tends to adhere longer. If you think about a board having paint on it and an expanding contraction, that adhesion to the wood is going to be put at risk. When our board doesn't move, you don't have to worry about the paint failing as fast.
Great. All right. Well, thank you, Blaine.
Okay, can I talk to you real quick about Versetastone too? Versetastone is a panelized stone veneer. There's no mortar, no scratch coat. It comes in 8-inch by 36-inch panels. It's got a tongue and groove system with a metal nail fin embedded in it. It's made by the same people that make cultured stone. We invented the man-made stone 50 years ago. We used all their technologies to be able to make a board, make a stone that installs like siding. So it allows your siding contractor, your trim contractor, to put up stone. We've got five different colors and two textures. The speed of every time you drop a panel in, you're installing 2 square feet. It installs so much faster than traditional masonry applied products.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Blaine Bates with Boral True Exterior Trim and Boral Versetastone. Thanks, Blaine.
All right, thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we're here at Buck Lumber and Building Supply on James Island, and they've transformed their parking lot right in front of their design center. There's an oyster roast going on. There's a hot lunch buffet, and it's something they do on an annual basis for their customers at Buck Lumber. And there's also a huge tabletop expo
where all of the products that are sold at Buck Lumber, manufacturer's representatives are on site. They have tabletop displays set up to talk to the builders, the custom builders and architects that are coming here to the Buck Lumber lunch. And now we're talking with John Hogan with Parksite. How you doing, John?
All right, fine. How you doing today?
Good. Parksite is the parent company, and under Parksite you have several different products. What are you showing today here at the Buck Lumber Customer Appreciation?
We're showing a lot of different products. One of the main ones we're focusing on today is DuPont Tyvek house wrap, residential and commercial products today.
Gotcha. What is house wrap?
It is a building wrap that helps protect your building through water and rain and wind-driven moisture, and protects your walls and helps your walls to dry out faster.
And people have probably seen a house with DuPont Tyvek house wrap on it. What does it look like?
It's a nine. They come in several different rolls. There's a 9x150 is the main product. It's white. You'll see a big DuPont logo on it. It's about a 150-foot roll. And you just roll it out and tape it up, or stack it up with slap staples.
So while a house is under construction, before they put the siding up, they would put up install the DuPont Tyvek house wrap on the walls of the house, right?
Right. You set it up. You put it up prior to setting your siding up. You can do it either before your windows are in or after your windows. Either way, it's fine with us. It will still qualify for your 10-year labor material warranty.
DuPont Tyvek house wrap, if I'm not mistaken, you folks were kind of the innovators. You were the original house wrap company, and there's other house wraps now. What is it about DuPont Tyvek house wrap that sets you folks apart from the competitors?
Well, we've been doing it for a long time. It came out in the 70s. The initially came out, but what we do, we are a different process. We're a spun bonded process, and it's a whole nother subject, but it's a spun bonded process that prevents bulk water and air to come through your wall system.
Gotcha. Okay. And how can folks learn more about the DuPont Tyvek house wrap?
Well, you can get on the website also, but we also have a specialist network that works with builders and architects as well as some homeowners that will come educate them on how to install it, how to install it properly, what they need to do to qualify for a 10-year labor and material warranty. They do job site audits to make sure it's installed properly. They train anybody that touches the product to make sure it's installed properly and it functions correctly.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with John Hogan with Parksite about the DuPont Tyvek house wrap here at Buck Lumber Customer Appreciation. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, talking with Ken Johnson with Intex Millwork Solutions and also Sierra Pacific Windows. How are you doing, Ken?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Good. Ken, you got a nice display here set up at the Buck Lumber Customer Appreciation Lunch. Tell our listeners what you're showing builders here today.
Thank you. Intex Millwork Solutions makes a complete line of PVC railings, column wraps, and also millwork products. And so I'm showing our variety of just standard railings that we can do for straight runs, or any kind of custom turnings, panels, balusters, do a great job on pergola systems that are all PVC. Everything's coastal hardware.
These are all products that are on the exterior of a house, right? Like on a porch, a back porch, that kind of thing?
That's correct. We kind of focus on all the hardware is going to be stainless, coastal environment, so you're not going to have the long-term issues with failures with the mechanical side, but it's also all concealed where you don't see those on the exterior.
Yeah, and when it comes to building a house here in Charleston, there are a number of challenges. We've got high humidity, we've got high heat in the summer, we've got salty air, and the railing systems that we're looking at now, these are made of PVC. That's the same material that plumbers use, right, for pipes in your house. So what is it about PVC that stands up to the elements?
It is a cellular PVC. It's really not like the rigid PVC a plumber uses, but it's a PVC product that can't rot. It's very stable. is paintable and bugs don't like it. And also it has a holding power when you screw through it that it holds together and adhesive really works well with it together. And so it's paintable, it's not the really shiny things like the PVC that maybe a plumber uses. When it gets real cold, if you try to go through it, maybe it cracks. We're not gonna do that. We're very dense and very stable.
Gotcha. So all of these railing products and column wraps that you're mentioning, years ago, this was all made out of wood. Wood rots, especially with what I was mentioning, with the high humidity and moisture level here in Charleston. Wood will rot and crack, and you've got a termite situation. So this is an alternative that makes the home either low or no maintenance, correct?
That's correct. I always like to say low maintenance and not no maintenance, mainly because it's always a good idea to wash anything and everything. But our product's going to perform for many years to come. You're not going to have that wood rot, especially the old painted surfaces. What compromised a lot of the wood was you put a screw in it and all of a sudden you've opened it up where water and moisture can go through it. But our products will never rot. We're made for the coast.
Gotcha. And then we've also got the Sierra Pacific windows, and we've got about 30 seconds. Tell everybody about the Sierra Pacific windows.
Sierra Pacific windows is just a brand new marketing name that we had. It's a West Coast product that's come to the East, and we have a very strong line of vinyl windows and wood windows. We can paint the exterior, and it can really meet all these coastal environments that we have here. So sorry to speed that up with a limited time, but
well, tell everyone how they can get more information about Intex Millworks and also Sierra Pacific Windows.
We have a great website on both those product lines. One is www.intechmillworks.com and also sierrapacific.com. If you just Google those two, you'll get our website and a wealth of information, or come to Buck Lumber.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Ken Johnson with Intex Millwork Solutions and also Sierra Pacific Windows. Thanks, Ken.
Thank you.
If you're just joining me, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Kit Pound with Turncraft. How you doing, Kit?
I'm great, Tim. How are you today?
Good. Kit, what is Turncraft sell to builders, and what do you have on display here? What are you talking to builders about today at Buck Lumber?
Thank you. Turncraft is a full-line column manufacturer. We do everything from the classic wood columns in a pine or hardwood up through very low-maintenance PVC columns, and we also do fiberglass columns as well. We're showcasing today our PVC wrap system. It's very easy to go together. It's a miter lock corner, so if you're going around a 4x4, 6x6, any structural post, it's very easy to do this on the job site.
Gotcha. So in the olden days, or actually even today, people can buy wood columns. I've had wood columns rot out before. If they're not properly installed, they get some of the rain at the base of the column. It starts to rot away. And so the Turncraft columns, these will not rot. Is that correct? These are low maintenance products?
Well, that's correct. The PVC columns or the fiberglass columns will not rot. Obviously, the PVC is a very stable product. And on our fiberglass columns, we use a polyurethane cap and base. So again, it's a weather resistant product. Anything you put up is going to require maintenance, regular cleaning and that sort of thing. But as far as a water penetration, that will not be an issue.
Are these columns structural?
The PVC columns are not. They are a decorative wrap that you would put around wood, steel, whatever. But the fiberglass columns are load bearing. We have them in round and square, tapered or non-tapered, a wide range of designs on that. And I will say that we still sell a lot of wood columns in the Charleston market. Obviously, there's a lot of historical properties here. A lot of areas will require that the homeowner go back with a wood column if they do that. When we use wood, we try to steer people towards a hardwood option. And obviously proper ventilation is very important, and proper pre-finishing. We require that the columns be painted at the top and bottom to try to prevent that water from being drawn up into the base of those columns. But at the end of the day, it is a wooden product. But if you're architecture requires it where you're located. We can even do replicas. If you've got a 200-year-old column and need an exact match, we can do that. So Turncraft's been in the wood column business for over 60 years, so they are very well versed in that.
Good deal. Well, how can folks learn more about Turncraft?
Thank you for asking. Turncraft.com is the website. It has a full catalog available with all of our products, along with specifications, load-bearing rating, sizes, shows all of our decorative capital options available. So it's a great resource for homeowners and builders to go to.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Kit Pound with Turncraft. Thanks so much, Kit.
Thank you. Have a great day.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the annual Buck Lumber and Building Supply Customer Appreciation Luncheon. And Buck Lumber has transformed one of their parking lots into a tabletop display area for a number of the companies that sell products here at Buck Lumber. And now we're talking with Dale Carlton with Leatherneck Hardware. How you doing, Dale?
I'm doing great.
Good. Dale, what are you showing builders here today at your display?
Now, we are displaying our barn door sliding door hardware line of flat track hardware, manufactured here in the United States. We're from Illinois. We sell it through Buck Lumber here. It's become a very, very popular product in home building and renovations and that. It's the new old. It's out there.
So instead of and this is very popular, big trend in interior design, is instead of having a traditional door like so many doors inside your house, a lot of homeowners are opting to install a barn door, maybe using some recovered lumber, and you have the exposed hardware and pulleys and tracks that are meant to be exposed, and that this is for the interior of the house, right?
Exactly. That's the whole gist of it. It takes away that swinging door. You know, a swinging door takes up so much room. Number one, so that a sliding door is a great option for a bathroom or a closet or even a bedroom door. Those types of things.
And I see three different finishes that you have?
Yeah, that's just three of the many finishes we have. I mean, the standard flat black is probably the most common. That's what you would think when you think of a barn door type of hardware, that you think of flat black. But we also have it. We can actually make it in a rust, makes it look like it's been rusting. Actually, it is rusted, but we seal it after it rusts. That we do a brushed nickel, which makes it look like stainless, but it's at a fraction of the cost of stainless, because it's not actually stainless. It just has that look. Doesn't need to be stainless. It's inside. We also have, we use the standard size rollers on the flat track hardware, but then we also have larger diameter rollers just for a different look. It's all about the style. It's all about look. That's what it's about.
Gotcha. Well, how can folks learn more about the flat track hardware, the Leatherneck hardware, and more information about your company?
Well, obviously, we sell it through Buck Lumber here. They can stop by and see any of the folks, the great folks here at Buck Lumber. But you can go to our website, which is www.doorhdwe.com. It's abbreviation for doorhardware.com, and learn more about the flat track hardware.
So that's doorhdwe.com.
That's it.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Daryl Carlton with Leatherneck Hardware. Thanks so much, Dale.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay, now we're talking with Buddy Eldridge with Atlantic Premium Shutters here at the Buck Lumber Customer Appreciation Luncheon. How you doing, Buddy?
Doing well. How about you?
Good. Buddy, show us what you have on display here, what you're talking to builders about.
Atlantic Premium Shutters, we build custom operable shutters, historically accurate. So on display, we have raised panel shutters, louvered shutters, and then also a Bahama-style shutter. And we build our shutters out of maintenance-free materials, as wood composite materials, fiberglass, and PVC. Then we offer a operable stainless steel hardware to go along with them.
Very good. And are these impact-rated shutters?
Impact rating is an option on the shutters if you'd like.
Okay. So these are, what kind of material are these exterior shutters made out of? Is it aluminum?
No, it's all PVC, fiberglass, and wood composites, and everything is custom made to order.
Gotcha. And so they're decorative and functional. And if you want them to be hurricane rated, you can. That's also an option.
Yes, it is. You could just, upon ordering, you just request that they be hurricane rated, and we add polycarbonate to the back of the shutter, and that will give you your impact rating.
Okay, great. Why do builders choose the Atlantic Premium shutters from Buck Lumber?
Builders choose the Atlantic Premium shutter primarily for customability, custom sizing, and that the company stands behind their product very much so. If we make a mistake, we fix the mistake. And we strive heavily on the front end so we don't make any mistakes. And most people come back to us for that reason.
Well, good deal. Well, how can folks learn more about Atlantic Premium Shutters?
You can go online to AtlanticPremiumShutters.com, or you can stop in at Buck Lumber and talk to any of the sales guys.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Buddy Eldridge with Atlantic Premium Shutters. Thanks, Buddy.
Thank you. Have a good day.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with John Lieber with Synergy Wood Products. How you doing, John?
Just fine. Thank you.
Good. John, what do you have on display here on your tabletop?
Yeah, so what we offer is a 1x6 tongue and groove product, normally used for walls or ceilings. And what the difference in ours is that we pre-finish it for you. Every piece goes through an 8-step process when it comes to our plant. We carefully hand select every piece. We mold it into the tongue and groove. Then what we do is we end match it. So we'll take the ends of the product and we'll chop it off. So this way, the piece does not have to end, terminate at the rafter. It just interlocks with the next piece, so you can do this in a short length. Basically, it's reducing your waste by 15%. So after that point, then we go through a sanding process. It goes through a 180 grit, then a 210 grit, sorry, and then it goes through a sanding machine. Thereafter, it goes through a staining machine where every piece is hand stained with rags so that we don't miss any piece of the board. It then goes to the drying rack, and then it gets two coats of clear coat. So basically what you've got is a pre-finished piece of wood. If you're an installer or a homeowner that's putting this product in your house, there's no smell of stain. It goes directly to the ceiling, and this thing is taken out of the installation on it.
Good deal. So everything you've just described is a little bit technical. It's what you would talk to a builder about, and they're going to understand exactly what you're saying. But for a homeowner, where would the Synergy Wood Products, where would they want them installed in their house?
Typically, you'll see it in great rooms. You'll see it in living rooms. You'll see it in kitchens. You'll see it in lanais, breezeways, walkways. Again, it's a semi-exterior product. We don't want the weather to hit the product, but you can install this in virtually any part of the house.
So instead of sheetrock on the ceiling, exactly. if you wanted a beadboard look,
the look of real wood, we offer that. We even offer this product here, which is a Pecky, which we create this on a CNC router. You can buy it in a natural state, but it's very inconsistent. Ours is has a nice consistent pattern.
And this is sort of like, it looks like worms have kind of bored there.
Exactly.
It's got that distressed look that people
distressed
look.
Look, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So we do offer this in addition to the other. So we offer our product in 8 different colors. We offer it in 4 different species, which is cypress, cedar, yellow pine, and ponderosa pine.
So if you have an elevated house and you've got outdoor living space underneath the house that you use to entertain, you have an outdoor kitchen or something, you could have a wood paneled ceiling.
Exactly.
Underneath your house. It's got that beautiful finished look, but it can hold up to being on the outside of the house instead.
Absolutely.
Of the inside.
Here in Charleston is a perfect fit for your historical area, for the porch areas, because it's the kind of look that you want on the ceiling of the porch.
And many homes have wood paneled
rooms on the walls, right? And this is another. This is, you'd be able to use the Synergy wood products with wood paneling on your walls inside your house.
Yep. And another benefit is the colors. You know, we offer the colors are on our website. Where there's 8 different colors. You get the color that you want. Many times you'll go buy a bare board and you'll take it home and you'll stain it yourself. It's not the color that you want. With our product, it's exactly what you're looking for.
Good deal. Well, how can folks learn more about Synergy Wood Products?
We have a website called synergywood.com. We encourage you to go on there. It's got all the colors. It's got all the species. And we even offer the pricing on there. So we answer all the questions for you right on there.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with John Lieber with Synergy Wood Products. Thanks so much, John.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the Buck Lumber Builder Appreciation of a luncheon going on at right in front of the Buck Lumber Design Center in the parking lot. And they've got an oyster roast going on for their customers, as well as a hot buffet. And then the parking lot is transformed. There's a row upon row of different manufacturers' reps who are demonstrating some of the products that Buck Lumber sells here to custom builders and ultimately end up in some of the finest homes in the Charleston area. And now we're talking with Brian Redding with AFCO Industries. How are you doing, Brian?
Great. How are you?
Good. Brian, what are you talking to builders about? What are you displaying here at the Customer Appreciation event?
We're displaying our fiberglass columns along with our aluminum columns and our aluminum railing.
Is anything made out of wood anymore?
Not a lot.
That's good though, because it's a lot of the products we've been seeing today, very very low maintenance, and I would guess that the AFCO columns are low maintenance as well.
Absolutely, the aluminum columns are powder coated. They are truly a no maintenance product. Limited.
No maintenance.
No maintenance. You won't paint them again. So they're painted in the factory. The fiberglass columns, they do require to be painted as they're installed, and that is just traditional with fiberglass columns. However, they, again, much like aluminum columns, there's no maintenance beyond that initial painting. There's no worry about any rot or decay with moisture or the humidity. Very, very durable product. And the nice thing with the fiberglass columns is you have different elements to match the architectural style of the home. From crown, true crown caps to craftsman style bases, square columns, round columns, and they're all load bearing.
Very good. That was my next question. Are these structural?
They are, yes. Every single column we have.
And so that's going to save the homeowner money, save the builder time, because it's not wrapping a 4x4 or a 6x6, right?
That's correct. However, during a remodel, they can all be modified to wrap.
And you said the aluminum columns, you do not have to paint. Do they come in different colors, or is it just white?
No, they do come in different colors. We have a variety of different colors, from white all the way to black. You can get a clay color, a tan color. A lot of times you'll see people these days, they're matching their railing, tying into their column. So we're seeing more more colors in the clay and white that are matching the columns in our aluminum rail sales. Whereas traditionally, 5 years ago when we came out with it, it was black. Everything was black.
Gotcha. And then you've also you also sell the rail system. So a homeowner could come to Buck Lumber and ask to see the AFCO Industries products and purchase the columns as well as the rail system that would go on someone's front porch or back porch, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Buck Lumber is a great customer of ours and a big supporter of our columns and railing program.
Well, how can folks get more information about AFCO Industries?
You can visit our website at www.afco-ind.com. Or please, if you're in a local area, please come by or pick up the phone and call Buck Lumber.
Very good. Well, we've been talking with Brian Redding with AFCO Industries. Thanks so much, Brian.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We're here at the Buck Lumber and Building Supply annual customer appreciation event.
And just to paint a picture for you, right outside of the Buck Lumber Design Center, they have transformed their parking lot into a huge tabletop expo, and also they've got an oyster roast going on. They've got a hot catered buffet. This is all to show appreciation to their customers, which are typically custom home builders, architects, and of course homeowners. And now we're talking to one of the vendors here at the Buck Lumber Customer Appreciation Event, Skip Elliott with Celoflex. How you doing, Skip?
I'm doing well. Thank you for stopping by. Yes, Celoflex has been in the business for about 35 years. Recently, they were purchased by an overseas company. It's really been a good acquisition for them. We manufacture a full line of waterproofing and roofing systems. And to the home builder, we really have a great product for a deck, an elevated deck where they've got living space underneath. And you can get as decorative as you want to. We have products that make it look like tile, or you can get as simple as what we call a wear coat, which is sanded and gives them a non-slip surface. But in addition to our deck system, we have all kinds of roof. A lot of times guys will try to put shingles on low pitched roofs, which just doesn't work. And we have a system that can go on a low pitched roof and still have a color on it to complement the shingles that are there. So we'd appreciate anybody that's out here coming by and looking at our selection.
Good deal. So Celoflex, you folks have waterproofing systems for homeowners, and you can help homeowners out on an elevated deck you mentioned. If you don't have a Celoflex deck system, there may be leakage that'll go down to the area below the elevated deck, and so Celoflex can help prevent that, and also I would imagine maintain the whatever product they have down on the decking, make it last longer.
Yeah, a lot of times homeowners maybe want to do a retrofit where they're going to seal in the space below and air condition it. So you can overlay that with plywood and then put the membrane that Celoflex manufactures on top of it and then decorate it with a Celoflex product. And then we typically say to maintain it, you need to clean it and recoat it just with the final coat called wear coat every 5 years. And if you do that, I've been in this business now with Celoflex for 15 years, and I've actually seen roofs out there that are over 20 years old.
Good deal. And then of course, if you've got a low pitch roof is what you were mentioning, or how would the Celoflex waterproofing system work on a wall system?
Well, if you've got a below grade wall where you're getting, and listen, with all this rain we've been having, we've been fielding calls right and left of people that are getting water into their homes, especially if they're on a concrete slab where you're getting water coming through the wall. And typically at the wall floor juncture below grade, that's where water's getting in, and Celoflex manufactures a product that can stand up to continuous moisture. It's a different than our water-based system. Not a lot of competitors have that product. You can install that on the perimeter of the house. You're gonna have to excavate, get down, clean it, and go down to the actual footer, but it'll waterproof and stop that water from coming in.
Good deal. Well, how can folks learn more about Celoflex waterproofing systems?
Well, they can call Celoflex at 843-554-6466, or I'm the local rep, Skip Elliott, 843-607-6990. Or they can go to our website, which is Celoflex, one word, celoflex.com.
Okay, great. We've been talking with Skip Elliott with Celoflex waterproofing systems. Thanks, Skip.
Thank you, sir.
And now we're talking with Mickey Sexton with Diamond Hill Plywood. How you doing, Mickey?
Fine, sir. Thank you.
Good. Mickey, what do you have on display? Talk about where in the home these products will end up.
Well, we got the zip-up system here, which is used in garages and under decks in the homes to keep the rain and water out off of the basement areas.
Okay. Good deal. How does it work?
Well, it works almost like a ceiling design system. It's got a wall mount, very easy, snaps together, and it just, like I say, you know, I don't know, with people that hasn't seen it or don't know a whole lot about it, probably have to come to Buck Supply and see that, but It's just a snap together system, almost a ceiling tile installation.
So if you have, correct me if I'm wrong, but if let's say you're using like 5-quarter boards for a deck, and you've also got some space on it's underneath the deck, maybe it's an elevated deck on the second floor or something, you've got space underneath the deck, would you install this particular product so that the rain is not dripping through those 5-quarter boards to the area below? Is that right?
That's correct. That's used above that, so if you're grilling underneath there, it works with the gutter system. It runs through that and into your gutter system to keep it off the bottom deck. Yes, sir.
That's a great idea, because in so many occasions, you know, people are trying to use as much of the space in their house as possible, and if they've got room underneath an elevated deck, they want to be able to use it, but when it rains, you've got all the rain that's coming down, and this particular product from Diamond Hill Plywood will prevent that.
That's correct. That's right. Alleviate that problem. You can cook. When your wife gets home with groceries, no water raining down on her.
Very good. What else do we have on display?
Also, we have a Screenies product, which is a screen tightener. This is something for any screened-in porch. Comes in 4 different colors. It's actually a screen tightener. So a lot of screened-in porches sometimes, you see them got a lot of wavy in it. This system here tightens up that screen. It's a snap system with aluminum base, a vinyl cap. Snap it together and just tightens the system up.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yep. Also, we have the prime porch columns, which is a structural column that people use on porches, and also then you can wrap it. But this is a, like I say, structural, a little less expensive than a regular column, but then they can wrap it with the PVC, you know, to make it into a cosmetic thing. It's just a structural column we have. And then the final thing we have is a Zuri decking, which is a PVC.
This is PVC. It looks just like wood.
It's a PVC. It's got a photo overlay, and then it's got an acrylic on top of that. It comes in 5 great colors here. And it's got a hidden fastener system. It's more of a high-end decking for the higher end project, but it's great looking down. One of the best products out.
And very low maintenance, I would imagine.
Absolutely. Low maintenance and all. Scratch-resistant, fade-resistant, 25-year warranty. Great product. Sure is.
Good deal. Well, how can folks learn more about these 3 different products from Diamond Hill Plywood?
Well, here at Buck Supply in Charleston, they stock 3 of the 4. They've ordered some job lights here from us, but visit Buck Supply. They're one of our suppliers here with this stuff, and certainly love to go from there with it.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Mickey Sexton with Diamond Hill Plywood Company. Thank you, Mickey.
Thank you, sir. You have a great day.
And now we're talking with Eric Swanson with Trap Lock. How you doing, Eric?
All right. How are you today?
Good. Now, Eric, looks like you've got a siding product here. How does the Trap Lock siding product work?
Well, it's actually a system. It's an installation technology, and it works as a system. It's a utility patented profile that Universal Forest Products has licensed the technology, and basically it's a save time, save money acquisition for the carpenter, the builder. Saves materials, saves on installation time, and is very, very high performance. It's got a Miami-Dade approval, which has to meet a wind load of 175 miles an hour. Fortunately, this goes way beyond that, and it's pretty exciting.
Why is it called Trap Lock?
It's called Trap Lock. It goes on from the top down, which is unlike any other siding that's out there. Most sidings go on from the bottom up and require a face nail to be driven down at their low edge, shadow line, or butt edge, and that's the way it provides integrity to keep it on the house. With this patented design, the back wall extends down below the shadow line, and that's where we put the nail. So the product is designed specifically to be installed from the top down. And that's where the integrity is. It's less installation time for the contractor, and it also extends the cycle maintenance for the homeowner as well. And in this top-down installation, it traps and it locks.
Yeah, and it doesn't look like it requires a great deal of measuring, and it probably makes it easy for the exterior siding contractor to put this up.
That is correct. It is for anyone of all skill levels, probably even a DIYer, and that's the feedback that I get back from actually the homeowners themselves. But you're right, it is self-aligning. It's self-leveling, self-aligning. You push it up to a positive stop, you nail, and then you come in with the next board and you continue to hide the nails as you go from the top down.
Very nice. Well, how can folks learn more about Trap Lock?
They can go to www.traplock.com, and that's Trap Lock, TRAPLOC.
Okay, great. Well, we've been talking with Eric Swanson with Trap Block. Thanks, Eric.
Hey, thank you very much. I'm talking about a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.